Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Thank you for joining us. A delightful weekend here in the Hudson Valley. I will put a brief plug in for our members in the ski industry before we start our program today, because it's been a phenomenal year. All our friends at Bel Air with their brand new gondola, everybody at Hunter, at Wyndham, they've just had a wonderful year so far. So if you have not yet skied the Northeast and you live right here or you're visiting right here, check out these great venues. It's been a wonderful year. Great base, trails are open, conditions are better, so get out and enjoy it. And we've got some things for you to enjoy for our members and our prospective chamber members. This coming week is our first mixer of the new year. We're at Mac Fitness in the Kingston Plaza with our sponsor, the Bank of Greene County. Join us January 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. No-cost networking event, and refreshments are complimentary, so stop in and check that out. But, of course, register first. And our first chamber breakfast meeting of the year features Congressman John Faso on January 25th. It's our annual congressional update. We've been doing this for, I guess, maybe 20 or more years, starting with the late Maurice Hinchey, every year getting a chance to find out what's happening in Washington. And certainly no shortage of things to talk about this year. So join us January 25th, 7:30 to 9 at Best Western Plus, sponsored by the good friends at Ulster Savings Bank. So mark those dates down. More events on our chamber calendar, check them out at ulsterchamber.org. And we're delighted to have with us one of the new owners of the Wiltwyck Golf Club, Heidi Kirshner, is with us today from the YMCA. Hi, Heidi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And, you know, it's Heidi Kirshner from the YMCA always. That's how people know you. That's how you're identified. Things are going great at the Y?
We're having a blast. It's been a great start to the year, and we have so many awesome things planned. Our biggest, newest excitement right now is next week, we're going to have all new spin bikes delivered to our YMCA. We'll have a ribbon cutting that we'd like to do and want the chamber there. It's at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's fine. The best time of the day. It's the best time of the day.
And so, and then we'll just do it briefly beforehand, and then we'll have a cycle class. What better way to celebrate?
Yeah, boy. The spin cycling is so popular now, right?
Yes, it is. And all those bikes came to us. A few were purchased by the Y, but everything else came to us from organizations in our community, and then members who wanted to help and purchase bikes.
How great.
It's so wonderful. And this marks the 10th year that cycling has been at the YMCA. So it shows you how long those bikes have been in service, and how I wish they kept miles, because I'd like to see what the culmination of miles was for all those bikes. I'm sure it would have gone around the world at least two or three or four times.
Absolutely. And I can think those number of years ago, how popular I thought it was, and yet it seems to grow in popularity every year.
Yeah, it's just a really nice way to work out. It's kind of at your own level, so you can really push yourself hard if that's what you want, or if you're just wanting one of those casual days and you want to just get out and move, you can do that as well.
Wow.
So it's nice.
Check it out. And lots of other great things going on at the Y. It's a wonderful, wonderful facility and always involved in so many things. I started the program introducing you because you do have a new title, and this is very, very exciting. Delighted to have been this past week at the reception that you all held at Wiltwyck to introduce the new owners the same day as you actually closed. So let's make it official. How did this happen?
Well, it goes back to earlier in the fall, and Wiltwyck was going through some challenges financially, and it just came to a point where something had to be done so that it would transition the organization and put it on new footings and allow it an opportunity to sustain and move in a direction that it hadn't, you know, kind of was couldn't do in the past. So it actually, Bill Collins and Joe O'Connor probably were the impetus to putting the group together. Probably first Bill, and then Joe got in, and both those guys together, they're like a dynamic duo. They have a lot of energy. They had a lot of ideas. You know, they are very passionate about the organization. They had belonged there for years. I'm thinking, oh, Bill, am I going to give away his age? But Bill, I think, has been a member there, oh dear, maybe, was it close to 50 years? He started when he was maybe two.
Right.
Joe O'Connor, I know, is at least 20 years. And then many folks on the group themselves also were members, with the exception of one, the Beverly and Frank Finnegan, who are well known in the community in so many different organizations. They've been members for better than 50 years. So these people we have as a collection have been members. They're passionate about what Wiltwyck is, what it has done. And so we just said we can't just let this go away. It's important to us that we continue and kind of put what our mark on it, what we see it as being. And it's kind of, you know, transformed over the years, as most organizations do. And, we, you know, slowly Joe and Bill just started talking to people and said, would you be interested? We need, you know, this is what we need. And they got a collection of 10 people together, and the rest is like history. A lot of work. I must add, there's a lot of work that's been put into making this come to fruition. But I think it's necessary for the community. And from where I stand, I first got interested and said, well, I'm from the Y. My biggest fundraiser is there every single year. I'm one of many organizations, non-for-profits, that depend on this facility for fundraising. And I was like, we can't let it go. And then I started thinking, I was like, well, aside from fundraising, there's just so much more good things that if the organization is developed, it can do for this community and, you know, reach down into the needs of the community and bring them forward and let us do some things to help. So that was, that was a perspective I had. And then there was, others that shared that same vision. So it was a race, and there was a lot of different little hurdles that you have to overcome. We've moved it from a non-for-profit organization to a for-profit organization. And the reason why we did that is it just gives you can react and move. The speed of which you can do things is a lot quicker with a for-profit versus a non-for-profit. And so we had to dissolve the non-for-profit as it existed for so many years and then turn it into a for-profit organization. But it's all interesting, adds flavor to the organization, and we're enjoying it. And the group of us, we're not really good friends, but we all know each other and we're enjoying working with each other.
And tribute paid the last couple of years, Steve DiGiulio and other members of the board that have kept Wiltwyck alive.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at that, those group, the board, everyone who put their, blood and sweat into making it, sustain or stay alive and continue on. And it was a thankless job, and they did it. And they did it because they really liked the organization. They loved the organization. They grew up through it. They raised their family, was there. And they saw that as an important aspect of their lives that they felt that they needed to work towards keeping it.
And anyone who's been to Wiltwyck downstairs, there are framed photos of past board chairpersons. I mean, it's a who's who of Ulster County history to look at. These are the movers and shakers of Ulster County through the decades.
Yeah, you look at it, in the older ones, you're like, oh, okay, I remember him. This is who he was, but I didn't know that he did this, you know? And it's neat. It's a piece of history. And Wiltwyck, it goes back 85 years. I mean, it started actually in 1933, and it was situated, I think, over where Coleman is today. But then the Thruway Authority came through back in the early 50s, and so the golf club had to resituate. And so that's when they resituated to where they are today. And that's when they actually had Robert Trent Jones, senior. He's the one who actually came in and did the design work for the golf course. And I mean, it's a very, very well-respected golf course, for those throughout the Northeast, for those folks who know and play golf. So, so that came. And then in the early 60s came or 60s came the pool, and then I think it was the 70s, early 80s came the tennis courts. And so it's just, and then in the early 90s, the clubhouse reconfigured a bit, updated it, reconfigured it to where we are today. So there's been a long history of how it has evolved, and now this is just a new chapter.
Well, the local community is so delighted that local people have stepped up and are taking this action. Yeah. Last couple of years, of course, this is Kingston, this is Ulster County, yeah. So the rumors were everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be something else, it's going to be sold, yeah. It's going to be repurposed somehow. But you've got a vision for what Wiltwyck yeah. is going to be. Talk about that. What's yeah. it going to look like going forward?
Well, there's a lot, and I have to say, you know, Bill and Joe, I mean, this is, you know, they're the ones who started this whole process, and it's because they had a vision, and then the other partners as well share that vision, is that they really want to make this a place that's, you know, open for the public, where the folks can come and play golf. We do also want to change the configuration of our food and beverage. We want to make it so that it's accessible to everyone, and it will be open to the public. So, and we really want to have, you know, cafe service in the patio section of where you walk up. So it's just so friendly and welcoming, as well as out by the pool area. So the pool needs some updating. And of course, we have a long laundry list. We'd like to do this. And every member has their like top 10, top 20 things, and some overlap and a lot don't. So we have a really long laundry list of things that we want to do. And of course, you have to balance that with what you can do. So we'll whittle that back to, something that we know that we can handle. And we're going to look at the pool this year. We're definitely going to do some new things with our restaurant and cafe at the pool, and some other things. We're looking to add a little, fitness center to the downstairs spaces. There's a lot of space in that facility that isn't optimized the way it could be used. So we're going to, look at that and change it around, repurpose those areas to be what people want to have when they come and visit Wiltwyck.
And for the first time, not strictly a private facility.
No. And all of the members were adamant about that, because it's a beautiful course. Pros like to play that course, and you want to attract people to come and enjoy. And the private, business model wasn't working. And across the United States, the private business model for golf clubs isn't working. And I think that in some ways, Ulster County is a little bit unique, because we are a community that likes to support the local organizations. We respect them. And so I know the community, they want to be there, and they want to be able to play if they can't be members. So this is really a cool combination of both. And we're believing that this is the right model that we're going to go forward with.
So it's classified as semi-private, semi-public, with a preference to the private, right? If you pay your dues, you will have preference.
Yeah, I mean, you will have preference up to, a certain time in the mornings on the weekends, because those seem to be, the desirable times. But again, if they don't book, then it opens up to folks who want to have public play. And it's great. And I'm really hopeful that it's utilized, the local community will utilize it, and have fun there. And not just for the adults, we've got some nice things planned for families and for children and youth to come and enjoy Wiltwyck as well.
And you talked about the pool. I was listening to Joe O'Connor talk to uh-huh. somebody about how popular Moriello is and New yeah. Paltz, and that there isn't really a community pool for everyone in our area.
Right.
Who can't afford to get their own pool
right.
to enjoy.
Right.
So that's going to be upgraded also.
Yeah. And the nice part is upgraded. We want to provide, I guess you might say, cafe service there. And it's just a nice place. So if a family wants to go, say, out to lunch on the weekend, Well, we can go out to lunch and hang out by a pool too and have a little bit of fun, you know, and it's just another dynamic. And there are a lot of families that would probably enjoy that aspect. And plus, yeah, there's other people there you might want to go with and just have, make an afternoon of it or whatever, a day of it, and have fun.
So are you going to operate the food service component, or are you going to have somebody else come in and do that for you?
That's not our expertise. So we've all bit off a lot already, and I think it would behoove the organization, Wiltwyck. We're looking for a private entity to come in and run it. And we've got some real superstars, rock stars of chefs out in our community. And we've been talking to a lot of them, and there is a lot of interest. And they're the ones who actually said, yeah, you got a great facility, but man, if you could turn this patio into a place where people could come and have lunch and sit and relax, it'd be awesome. And we're like, and basically everybody said that. And we're like, I guess we're going to convert the patio, you know? I guess that makes sense, you know? These guys are the experts in their field, and they're superstars, you know? And so we're going to say, okay, let's do it.
And in the poor weather, the terrace, the view from the terrace is spectacular. Another great place to sit and relax and have lunch or dinner.
Yeah, the views of the mountains in springtime and summertime, and especially fall, are outstanding. And you are close to where the 18th green is and where the 10th starts and where the first starts. So you get to see some golf players, as well as you can see folks coming in and finishing off their golf on the 18th green. So it's really nice. It's a perfect spot to come and have lunch.
And if people want to contact, I always ask a guest to be sure to let us know how listeners can find out more information, because it's just happened this past week. The ownership has changed. The phone number the same? Any of that contact information changed?
Everything is the same. 845-331-0700. And you just hang on the line. And Michelle, who again is rolling over as well, we'll be there to answer any questions. And as we get closer to when the spring season starts, of course, we'll be, you know, building up, and there'll be more people there to, you know, show you around the facility, answer questions for you, let you get a feel of, you know, what we're offering and all that stuff. And we'll have open houses as well. That's important.
And the why be involved in the annual events that you have there at Wiltwyck again?
Right? Absolutely. We absolutely want to do our pro-am there. I mean, quite frankly, without Wiltwyck, we couldn't have a pro-am. The pros simply will not play anyplace else. And so we definitely need Wiltwyck to do that. And we are looking forward. The Y will be involved with swimming lessons, as they have been in the past up there. And we'll get involved with that as well. And it works well for us. I mean, the Y has totally revamped how they give swim lessons and, you know, get the kids involved and engaged in understanding the techniques. And we're looking forward to being able to continue offering that opportunity to families and youth up there at the Wiltwyck in an outdoor pool.
Nice. And Wiltwyck has been the home to the Michael Finnegan Golf Classic for years, so that will continue.
Oh, yes, the Finn. And that is such a special story. And that's another reason you look at it has to go on. It has to go on. And there's a, you know, a long history there. You know, Mike Finnegan played there. He was a Hurdigan champion. He, you know, he played for years with Bill Collins, considered him, you know, his like a younger brother to him. They did so much together, so it makes sense that we want to just carry on. And quite frankly, we want to carry it on, but we want to grow it and really make it like the premier youth golf tournament in New York State. And we're kind of at the center of New York State, so it makes really good sense that we offer this. It's a great course, and it will bring a bunch of, you know, new faces into our community to participate in the event and to, you know, utilize other services and organizations, hotels and restaurants in Ulster County.
Fantastic. And for folks who didn't know, Mike Finnegan was worked at the World Trade Center, lost his life 9/11. His parents, how wonderful to see Frank and Beverly Finnegan now part of the new ownership team at Wiltwyck.
Yeah.
How appropriate. They have been wonderful leaders in our community for a long time and good friends.
Absolutely.
Do you mind telling and sharing folks who are the new co-owners of Wiltwyck?
Absolutely.
Make this official?
Absolutely not. We have Bill Collins. He's actually a practicing attorney in New York City, but he does consider Ulster County his home. We have Bill Croce. He's the president and owner of Viking Industries, which operates in New Paltz. We have Alan DeForest. He owns a local insurance company here in Kingston. Beverly and Frank Finnegan. They're retired now, but they had many missions and charges. I think Frank was with IBM out of their corporate office. Beverly did the American Cancer Society. She headed that up, and as retirees, they probably do more. Rich Mellon is a president of a jewelry company in New York City, has a weekend home up here. Joe O'Connor, we know him as a local attorney. Ed Peterson is a retired IBMer. He was responsible for all the facilities for IBM in the Poughkeepsie area, so he's great to have on board. Rich Siegel, we know him with a local insurance. Luke Sullivan is a philanthropist. He is here part-time. He has a home across the river, lives in New York, also is in Australia. And then there's this partnership between Tom Scheer and Heidi Kirshner, which we got together. Actually, Tom is a friend of my husband, is a friend of mine, and when I talked to him about this venture, I said, you got to help me, we got to do this. And so Tom is an attorney in New York City. He's practiced all over the world, but he grew up here, so he has roots here.
Well, Wiltwyck is a crown jewel. It will remain a crown jewel and an attraction for Kingston. We always looked at Wiltwyck from our perspective as the Chamber of Commerce. If we want to take someone who's a potential new business owner here in Ulster County to lunch somewhere so they can get a feel for what we're all about, the first place we always wanted to go was Wiltwyck.
And that's the one thing that we've realized as a as owners, that there's connections, and we don't want to forget about that. You know, you talk about the things in Kingston and Ulster County. Well, it's like, okay, there's farmers markets, there's all these different other things that are going on, and they're important too. And we want the people who, you know, come to us, go to our website or whatever, they recognize, oh, we're going to go up and we'll do this, and then we can have lunch there, or we're going to go downtown here later and we'll do this. There's connections, and it's important, those connections, to help everybody succeed and have that awareness of what this little county is all about.
All right. So now your next job is to get rid of all the snow and the cold weather so Wiltwyck can open.
You don't know how many people are like biting at the bit to come and play golf. My husband being one of them. If it's over 32 degrees, he's there. But the greens have been covered so that it makes it a little bit harder to play right now. And until they come off, you really can't play. But we have Jason Nalepa is our course superintendent. I tip my hat to him. He's been with Wiltwyck for many years, trained under a couple people, went to Delphi, has a degree in greens management. And so very talented. And so now he's running the show there right now with the golf course. So this is an exciting new chapter for him. I have full confidence that he'll make it great.
All right. Lots of exciting things coming up in the next 6-12 months and 5 years and beyond. That's your master plan.
Yeah.
Watch for great new exciting changes.
Absolutely.
And improvements at Wiltwyck, right?
Awesome. Great.
Great. Heidi Kirshner, thank you so much. Heidi's one of the new co-owners of Wiltwyck Golf Club. You'll find out more information coming up real soon on the website, and there's already some information on Facebook. So, Ed, congratulations.
Oh,
we're
thanks
delighted
so much.
For you.
Thanks. And we'll have you guys up there. We'll all have right. a big celebration with the Chamber.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for all you do. Heidi Kirshner from the YMCA and now at Wiltwyck. Very, very exciting. We want to remind our members we've got some January events you want to check out. We've got a great mixer coming up, and our breakfast meeting for the year is January the 25th. We're going to be welcoming Congressman John Faso from 7:30 to 9 at Best Western Plus in Kingston. January 25th, the date sponsored by Ulster Savings Bank. Our first business card exchange of the year is January 31st out of the Courtyard by Marriott, 9 to 10:30 in the morning. Good chance to practice your elevator speech and meet with another small group of 30, 40 chamber members to find out what's happening in our local local business community. More information on the Chamber website, ulsterchamber.org. That's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. Hope you're with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.